Jake Spaulding with you as it's time now for Kaw Locker Room Chat. Perry the Cop, the Locker Room Chats every single Thursday, presented by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Hyden Repair Service. Joined by head coach Mike Paramore of the Kaws, and Perry the Copton coming off of a tough loss last week against Royal Valley, 12-8, the final score in that one. Coach, just tell me, as you had a chance to look back at the film and see kind of what transpired aside from what you witnessed on the sidelines on Friday night, seemed like one heck of a ball game between two really good teams in the Big East League.
Like we said afterwards, talking to their coach, you know, that's just going to be what looks like a typical Big East battle as we go forward. I mean, it's two teams getting after it and pretty evenly balanced, and how it's going to shake out, who plays better, makes plays when it happens, and gets some things to go their way. So we're happy that we came out and played with a little more energy than we did the week before, and that was good. I think we executed a little bit better offensively. They did a nice job taking the air out of the ball. What they're doing, their possessions, they're, you know, grinding out a few first downs, and they're using up the full play clock and that really limit your possessions. So, you know, offensively, you had to be good and make sure you move the ball and change field position and give yourself a chance to score when you get those opportunities. So being up 8-6 at half, we were in a good place and just didn't quite do enough in the second half to get it done.
You mentioned about the ball control. Royal Valley, 53 offensive plays to your just 41. End result, you know, they had an opportunity to take the air out of it, control the clock a little bit longer than your squad. A couple weeks in a row where you've seen an opponent get 50-plus plays in a game. You know, as you guys are in the downstretch of your season now, getting towards a postseason push, tell me about what that means to you when you guys are going to practice and you're talking with these kids about how to minimize those play opportunities.
Well, it comes down to, you know, the importance of, especially defensively, as they're doing things, and they do a nice job with how they scheme things, and you know, they don't panic if they pick up two or three, and they're going to keep doing what they do. And we got to make sure defensively, you know, we understand where we're at with the sticks. This is a third and long situation, third and short, and then make sure we understand what we've got play called on defensively, scheme wise, and then to give ourselves a chance to get some stops and get off the field. Because every time they got a first down last couple of weeks, you're going to lose another 3 minutes off the clock. So getting stops becomes critical, making sure we tackle well, making sure we're gap sound and integrity, which we're doing defensively. And then again, from the offensive side, when you do get the ball, you know, we got to be efficient because you're not going to possess it a bunch that night. And you got to make sure you take care of the ball, make sure you minimize mistakes and see if you can either flip field position or take advantage and get your chance to score.
You got junior quarterback Garrett Metcalf back last week from injury. Just walk me through how you saw from him as he comes back from that injury. Efficient night, 7-for-11 through the air for 32 yards. Did have an interception, but overall, he ran the ball well as well. Just tell me about what you thought of his performance.
Well, it gets us back to where we were at the start of the year. You know, what we thought was like our best offense to put on the field and had guys in the positions that they're playing. So it was good to get him back. He kind of shook the rust off a little bit, got used to being at game speed. And again, he's the guy we wanted at the trigger, and it was good to get Tristan back. And I got that good first touchdown run, put him back at the tailback where he's more natural, and, you know, feel like our offense is going to continue to get better. We're close on some things, but we've got to learn to finish and stay on and sustain and, you know, just take one more step and get a little bit better.
Perry the Compton coming into their contest this week against Jeff West, 1-4 on the season. But, Coach, I want to talk briefly before we get into that matchup. You played 3 one-score games this season. What does that say about your squad being that close in three of the games this season?
Fine line. I mean, and our league is really good, and I think our schedule is very good. And the teams we're playing, is, you got some great traditional powers in there. We talk about their kids all. You never know when that one play is going to be that makes a difference in the game. You know, so the importance of attention to detail and doing the little things right, staying on, because what looks like might just be a 3-yard gain can turn into a 60 out the gate. Same thing defensively. You never know. You got to make sure you're running the ball. You got to make sure you tackle well, do your job, and just hope everybody else is going to do theirs and to give yourself a chance, because you never know when that big play is going to hop out. Big plays come from just the regular traditional play that they get right or a team breaks down. So we got to make sure we're sound all the way through.
A couple of those games that we were referencing, Silver Lake, just a 6-point loss to the Eagles, who, by the way, are ranked 4th in Class 2A, and also Sabetha, who's 4-1. That was their only loss this season, coaches, against you guys. And so that's where I think just the parity of the Big East League and the competition level really prepares you as you get closer to this postseason run. Do you agree?
I think so. I know we've always thought that, too. what we do. And if you can get through it and get better and keep doing what you're doing and believe in the process of what's going on, you're going to be better in the end for it.
All right, we're going to talk about this week's matchup, as it's a big rivalry game in Jefferson County as Perry Lecompton plays host to Jefferson West. We'll talk about that matchup after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake Spaulding back with you every single week. This Locker Room Chat is presented by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Hyden Repair Service. Coach, big-time matchup this week, not only from the standpoint that you're in district play, you're looking for that first district win, but the fact remains it's a rivalry game for you guys here in week number 6. You're taking on Jefferson West, and in the last 14 matchups, 9-5, Perry has the advantage, but there's been a couple of streaks in this run. Jeff West won 4 straight. You guys split the next 2, and now you're on a 4-game winning streak against the Tigers. Just tell me about this rivalry between Perry and Jeff West.
Well, I think, you know, the proximity of the school, and our kids know their kids, and a lot of them go to Votech together over in Topeka, and, you know, I think it's just one of the great things about high school sports. I think the traditions and that dates back, it go back to the Jefferson County League, and Jeff West and Perry Lecompton were rivals back then, and again, the proximity, and we share the lake, and those are fun games. They're the kind of games we play in, and it seems to be a little bit more gas on the fire when it comes time to go. And the importance of getting that together, I think both communities are excited about that chance and go out and support their team, and let's see what happens.
And both teams coming in looking for that first district win. Again, this is District 4 in Class 3A, and there's 5 teams in this district, Coach. Only 4 make the playoffs. And so this game this Friday could be the deciding factor on who gets to make it to the postseason. A year ago, it was a 19-12 win for your squad. You know, is that pressure, you know, do the kids realize that this is that type of big-time game, or is it just business as usual?
Well, I think, you know, they understand what's going on, but I think it's important for both programs to try to get a win here. And then, you know, that gives you a chance to secure playing in the playoffs and puts you in that spot. So a lot on the line with that, a lot of just school pride, county pride on the line. Just take care of business. So it is the next game on the schedule. So you got to go out and play well. And, you know, our process has always remained the same. We got to take care of us, make sure we're getting better week to week. Take what we did last week that was good, keep going there, things that we can get better at, make sure we're improving. You know, stay positive, stay focused on the task at hand, trust the process, and let's see what we can go do on Friday night.
2 of the next 3 games for your squad here to finish out the season are at home. I've asked you about this earlier in this season, but is there some value to being able to have these games at home later in the season?
Well, I think that either way. I mean, you got to prepare and understand the process of whether we're on the road or at home. You know, there's a little bit different pregame of what you're doing at home. You got a little more time and to settle in and make sure you're preparing yourself correctly. Whereas going on the road, you kind of all get together, you're on the bus, and you're just kind of one group traveling, and that's kind of a neat thing. But at home, you got to take care of your business, make sure you're getting ready to play when you arrive back to the locker room, and we start our preparation for that night. Get locked in on what's ready to go. But, you know, like I said, I like our kids. I think they're doing the right things. They're anxious to play again. I think they want to prove we're a better football team than our record shows right now. And we're excited to play on Friday night.
Just trying to get into the dance. And when that happens, Coach, anything can happen. Talk to me about this game real quickly here, if you can, about what are some keys for the cause to not only get their first win at district, but get a big win against a rival.
I think the consistency, it sounds like a broken record, but, you know, offensively, we got to see if we can sustain some drives, you know, make sure we eliminate some penalties, take care of the football, take advantage if we can get some field position. We got to continue to get better offensively and put together some first downs and see if we can then get the ball in our playmakers' hands and let them be explosive and do some things. Defensively, just continue to run to the ball. We got to tackle, be sound in what we're doing both against the run and the pass. I mean, Jeff West got some dynamic players, got some guys that have the ability to hurt you when it gets in their hands. So we got to do a good job making sure we're defending and make sure scheme-wise we're ready to play.
Big-time battle in Jefferson County this Friday. Coach, good luck this week. Best of health to you as well, and we'll talk again next week.
I appreciate it, Jake. Always like talking to you.
All right. Perry Lecompton head coach Mike Paramore here on the Con Locker Room Chat, presented by Hyden Repair Service and First State Bank and Trust in Perry.